Shalom and welcome to this week's Listener's Testimony. We have every week we play a listener's testimony. Please mail us your testimony to paul@inspiredfaith.org and we will read it. Or you can send it to us recorded. Keep it to about a page and a half on a Word document if you wouldn't mind. Send it to us because your testimony, your word, your praise report can help save a life. So please send it to us. This week's testimony is from Alon, and he is a Jew from Israel. And this is his testimony. When I was in a kibbutz high school on the coast of the Sea of Galilee, right where the Jordan River takes its course towards the Dead Sea, I used to look through the school's bus's window at the Nozrim, which means Nazarenes. That's how we say Christians in Hebrew. At the Nozrim pilgrims, the Christian pilgrims who used to get baptized in the Jordan River. As a teenager, I used to laugh with my friends at this strange ritual, thinking deeply in my heart, Elohim, if you exist, and I feel that you're there somewhere, please let me know about you through my own choices and not through religious dictatorship. I don't want to be one of those perfect preachers from all religions and opinions who don't even practice what they preach. So I started looking for the truth through all that men could offer. Science fiction, physics, astronomy, philosophy, psychology, history, religions. I took my old school Bible and with the New Testament too. From Kabbalah, New Age, and you name it, I've been there. Don't feel sorry for me. I've already confessed and repented those sins. After getting all this knowledge, I felt very intelligent and self-sufficient as a man. But somehow, something in my heart was still empty. And I asked myself, where is the God of the Bible today? If my people are resurrected in Israel, then the prophets wrote the truth. So, this God exists today, alive and kicking, and he loves me, son of Israel. How can I meet him? And the answer came in the form of a book called Jesus, the Rabbi of Nazareth by Bernard Shorecki, a French Jewish writer. The verses from the gospel went directly to my heart, giving me new love and a hope so strong that I stayed illuminated for months. I said, thank you, God, for fulfilling my request and coming into my heart. Thank you, Yeshua, for completing the Bible. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing joy to my soul. I received the gift of writing and a gift of endless inspiration and music, but slowly the fire came down and I became this preacher who doesn't practice what he preaches. And then the doubt came. This is too good to be true. Was he really the one or just the best prophet Judaism ever had? A Messiah or a dreamer? 2,000 years of Catholic persecutions against my people in a Russian and a Nazi Holocaust came into my mind as my people's hatred for the man, as the rabbis call him. Without real guides, I'd let myself being led by New Age and humanistic movements, thinking God reveals himself to every nation by its own sacred books. And I thought that every spiritual search leads and is led only by God. So for 7 years, I loved Jesus, but didn't acknowledge him as the Messiah, the Son of God, and my personal Savior. My life was full of going in and out from faith, and I suffered a lot from doubting the Word of God. Praise to the Lord, because through all this time, he protected me without me being worthy. Then finally, I decided to ask Yeshua to forgive my sins and to come visit me. In the beginning, it was almost as hard to do as eating a lemon. For months, I prayed every night to Jesus to come and show me that he is the Messiah of Israel. Finally, he sent me the Holy Spirit and touched my heart. I cried my heart out, feeling so dirty and unworthy, thanking Yeshua for his mercy upon me and asking forgiveness for my blindness and sins. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for Gal, my Israeli brother in Yeshua, who gave his life to Jesus before me and prayed a lot for my total and final defeat so that Yeshua and the Word of God would come to me. For the last few months, I felt God wants me to take a step further in faith by getting baptized in order to fulfill the word of the gospel and surrender completely to Yeshua. I was baptized in the Jordan River on July 2007. Since then, the Lord has been building my faith and my strength in him, and he's already using me more and more for his purposes. I have peace in my heart now, knowing I'm with him. My search has ended. I found the key to the kingdom of God, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Sincerely, yours in Yeshua, Alon. What a beautiful testimony. Alon, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I'm sure that it has touched everyone's heart that has heard it today. And listeners, thank you for being with us. And I ask you to please send us your testimony so that we can put it up here on the Listener's Testimony Hour. Thank you so much for being with us, and tune in again next week for another Listener's Testimony. God bless you all.